First-hand accounts from World War II are getting harder to come by, but a former prisoner of war is finally sharing his story near the end of his life. For Veterans Day, WPLN's Chris St. Clair sits down with Spring Hill resident Michael Fleischman, who spent more than 7 months in a German prison camp during the war.
73 years later, Michael Fleischman vividly recalls the night of his capture in 1944.
There was a house down in this valley. Our commanding officer said, "I want that house for a base." And when we got in the house, the Germans fired on us, and when the ammunition ran out, there was nothing we could do but surrender.
For someone who's 96, Fleischman is sharp. He doesn't remember everything that happened during his time as a prisoner, but there are things he says he'll never forget, like the time he took a bullet to the neck just before he was captured.
The bullet must have hit the wall or something and bounced off and hit me, and I felt up there, looked out, and had a handful of blood. I couldn't talk for about 2 weeks.
Fleischman's memories from the camp are graphic. He remembers fleas that never went away, German shepherds that would drag sick men from their beds when they couldn't stand for roll call. They're memories he's reluctant to relive. And despite the passing of time, Fleischman admits that he still has nightmares of the war. His son-in-law, Mike Makula, who lives with Fleischman in Spring Hill, says they can even get violent.
But at the end of the bed, we have cushions because he still had dreams to this day. I mean, you're talking almost 75 years later. He kicks out and cries out, yeah.
But time seems to soften the blow of remembering. At least that was the case for Fleischman. After many tight-lipped years, Fleischman is speaking up more often, he says, because stories like his are disappearing. Less than 5% of World War II veterans are still alive, and even fewer are former POWs. Fleischman says he realized this at POW meetings.
When I first started going to those monthly meetings, there were probably about 25, maybe 30, somewhere around there. But when I left, there was only about 4 or 5 left altogether.
His daughter, Kathy Makula, says that she only knew bits and pieces of her father's story. Makula is finally seeing the bigger picture, and she says it's been eye-opening.
For many years, Dad never shared with us, and I know it was difficult for him as a prisoner of war. I guess it's just been interesting to see that piece of his life he endured. We're tremendously proud of him.
Michael Fleischman's days of service are decades behind him. But for Fleischman and the last living men of his kind, the war hasn't faded.
The memories are all there. Never forget.
73 years, and Fleischman says it feels like only 7. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chris St. Clair.